Hello and welcome to podcast number 13 of the Queensland Freemason podcast. This is a second part of the previous podcast was local Freemasons, and for number 13 we're going to do international Freemasons or celebrity Freemasons as well, historical and current ones too. There's I guess a rich history of Masonry overseas as well as in Australia, and the list of people is sometimes surprising and quite lengthy, and I think there's a few of them on there that I was surprised to learn that were Freemasons as well. So these lists are all people that have publicly acknowledged their Masonry, either through being mentioned in their local lodges when they've been made a member, and or certainly photos circulated them on the internet as Masons. Starting this list, Graham, there's quite a few. We'll probably go through a few of the celebrities first because they're a bit more contemporary. And I guess probably one of the most famous ones on there would be Brian May from Queen. I know he's been a Mason for a while. And certainly we've got Steve Wozniak of Apple as well. I don't know how much these gentlemen participate nowadays, but they certainly participated in active Master Masons in the past. One of the ones that's proudly a Freemason is Tom DeLonge from Blink-182. This is a guy that probably is a bit of a Masonic faux pas, but he actually puts the Mason symbol on his guitar when he plays, and I know I was watching a video clip one day, and I don't watch too many of them, but I was watching one and I was going, what is that?
Square and compasses.
It was, and I was quite surprised. I thought maybe he just had it as a fashion decoration, but he certainly didn't. He is very much into Freemasonry and writes a lot about it, and certainly makes it obvious that he's a member, and I think he has a separate band, Angels and Airwaves, if I'm not mistaken, is largely dedicated to the Masonic topic and esoteric topic. So
the entertainers that have been Freemasons, I was in the 70s, I think, back before you were probably born. Oh. I can remember going to a show in Festival Hall and seeing Rick Wakeman, who was a member of the band Yes, but went solo and had a fantastic album called Journey to the Centre of the Earth. And had these long, flowing white locks, and everybody was into him in the 70s. And he came out and said he was a Freemason last year, and it was an internet hit. His interview with the TV station that he was talking to about being a Freemason and what it meant for him and how it's been great for him,
Yeah, and it's quite surprising too. I saw a photo of Shaquille O'Neal after he was initiated, and it surprised me that he would be open about it, because a lot of people, particularly that famous, would prefer to be quiet about their memberships for all sorts of clubs. But he proudly put his photograph out there on Facebook, I believe, of him and his apron at the end of his initiation, and he's about a foot and a half tall. He'd certainly make a good inner guard.
Yeah,
exactly. He didn't want to shake his hand correctly. Yeah. But I've got a few others to talk about as well. People like Buzz Aldrin, a lot of astronauts, particularly around the moon landing time, were Masons. I don't think there was sort of a Masonic lodge on the moon or anything like that. But
they did step down with their left foot.
Oh, they did indeed.
And that's a Masonic something that Masons do, is step off with your left foot.
I believe they also had like an eagle. I think the Americans have that as one of their symbols for Masonry. So they did that. But I believe out of the first three people that went to the moon, two of them were Masons, so I kind of think they should have taken a vote and asked the third one, did he want to join? So that's pretty interesting. The other Australian famous astronaut, I think he was born in Australia, John Glenn, he was
a
Freemason.
Right. He was born in Australia,
I think. I think he's probably got a broad American accent now, but on the list of people that I've seen as a Mason is him. Two interesting British people. We talked a little bit in the podcast number 12 about some of the Australian politicians that were Freemasons. Well, people might not know this, but Winston Churchill was a Freemason. Mm. In the United Grand Lodge of England, they have his apron on display there in their museum, and I think that a lot of people will find that surprising that a man like him, as busy as he was, found the time to join Masonry. I guess at 4 hours once a month, it wasn't too much.
And it's interesting, I think, to note also when you're talking about England that monarchs have always been promoters of the art. And
absolutely.
The Duke of Kent is the Grand Master of the Grand Lodge of England, and has always been a monarch who has been the Grand Master.
I should feel ashamed. I don't know which are present monarchs or past monarchs have been in our ranks, but I certainly know that William Wilberforce was a Mason as well, and again, in the United Grand Lodge of England, they have, when I visited there in 2007, a display of William Wilberforce. Wilberforce's apron and how he helped emancipate the slaves was on display there in their lodge quite proudly, because a lot of people would have not necessarily known that he was a Freemason, so they decided to put a display about all of his
things. Yeah, I think you find that with a lot of people, like, you know, people might be surprised that people like Ted Smout and Sir Charles Kingsley Smith are Freemasons, but most men, you know, back then they didn't advertise that fact all that much, but, you know, they did it and they were Freemasons and it made them better men.
Absolutely. I even see to this day a lot of politicians that are Freemasons, but not necessarily touting the fact. It must add a lot to their life, though, I would imagine. I know in Queensland, and we have a few here, but one of the on the international list, I've got a list of American presidents that are confirmed Freemasons, and I think they're on that list at least 12 of them, starting with George Washington, and then James Monroe, and Andrew Jackson, and James Polk, and James Buchanan, and Andrew Johnson. That's the first half of it, and then we've got James Garfield, and William McKinley, and Theodore Roosevelt, and Howard Taft, and we've got then Warren Harding and Roosevelt's Franklin Roosevelt and Truman and Gerald Ford. All of them are Freemasons. I knew Gerald Ford was, and I knew Washington was, and I didn't realize the list was that comprehensive. I think approximately half of the American presidents have probably been Freemasons. So it's one of those things that tends to happen, I guess, that Masons gravitate towards certain types of positions too, simply because they're men that are usually enthusiastic about what they're doing. So I'd imagine regardless of what flavor of politics they're in, they're enthusiastic people and they get out there and find their way through the ranks of
And I don't think people should read anything too sinister into that. I think it's just if you're in an organisation, no matter what sort of club it is or what...
Well, all those people are from the left and the right.
Yeah, and, you know, the classic case in Brisbane politics and Queensland politics was Tom Burns and Bill Gunn.
Yeah.
Both on the opposite side of politics.
Yeah.
Both Freemasons. And
and both friends I led to believe inside the lodge. And one of the interesting things we've talked about in the past in the lodge is we don't talk about politics. So you can set those differences aside. Looking at those presidents, you can see that some of them have passed the baton from one to the other, from the left to the right, and have been happy about talking about Masonry, I guess, in the background. So it's one of those things that people don't necessarily know about contemporary ones. One thing we're not going to necessarily do is speculate about who may be a Freemasonry. These are all people that we know that are publicly talked about.
It's out there in the public domain.
Certainly, but I've seen a lot longer list and people talk about a lot of other people that are famous Freemasons. So if you know of famous Freemasons and you'd like to contribute to this podcast, you can make your comments at the bottom of the podcast. We're certainly open for that and for any of our podcasts, and you'll be able to get a feeling and contribute to the feedback and the research we're doing here, because we're not just sitting here producing podcasts. We're trying to do some new research in the world of Masonry, and this is part of what we're doing. So this is podcast number 13, and we'll wrap up this one a little bit shorter than the other ones, but feel free to make comments about famous Freemasons we have both nationally and internationally, and until next month, I think you can all stand the level.
Thanks, Luke.